Nityananda. Welcome to the Nityananda Podcast, Life Solutions on the Go.
As I was expanding on four tattvas, integrity, authenticity, responsibility, and enriching. I'll today move to the tattva enriching. Enriching is you taking responsibility with integrity and authenticity, that you are committed to continuously enriching, which is expanding yourself and life in and around you. I am defining, listen, under the quote. Enriching is you taking responsibility with integrity and authenticity, that you are committed to continuously enriching, which is expanding yourself and life in and around you. Kripya dhyan se suniye, aapyayanam ka arth hai, aap sampurti evam shraddha ke saath zimmedari utaye ki aap lagatar aapyayanam ya swayam ka vistar aur aapke andar evam bahar ke jeevan ka vistar ke liye pradibat ho. Listen. Enriching means constantly enriching you and others. Listen. Enriching is infusing all these three tattvas continuously in your life and others' life. Dhyan se suniye, even in Vedas, three Vedas are only tattvas. The fourth Veda, Atharvana Veda, is making those tattvas into life. Same way, in this four tattvas also, first three are the tattvas, fourth one is making them as life. Not just listening, real listening, not just listening, I don't even want to use the word listening, not just hearing, but listening. Enriching is you taking the responsibility with integrity and authenticity, that you are committed to continuously enriching, which is expanding yourself and life in and around you. We always ask, why should we enrich others? You conveniently forget life happens to you with others. Ego forgets, ahankara forgets, all its joy comes only when it stretches itself to anyakara. not when it fights with mamakara. Ahankara thinks by fighting with mamakara it can extract joy. No. Only by stretching to anyakara it can experience joy. It is very unfortunate. Ahankara thinks by fighting with mamakara it can experience fulfillment. I tell you, that is the way ahankara survives. In this three, mamakara, ahankara, anyakara, the leader, gang leader, is ahankara. Other both the fellows are chota, frightened fellows. But the strength of the leader, these fellows also act like rowdies. And they themselves do not know anything. Bachas. But ahankar is the most cunning strategy planner. Unfortunately, he is caught in the net which he himself created. We forget an important fact very conveniently and take life happening for us with others for granted. We think my brother has to behave like a brother, father has to behave like a father, friend has to behave like a friend, son has to behave like a son, student has to behave like a student, teacher has to behave like a teacher, without we taking the responsibility that we should also fulfill our role. Why should a teacher behave as a teacher if a student is not taking the responsibility of enriching teacher? Listen, when you don't enrich teacher, even what you receive from teacher will not be useful for you. It will not be useful for you. Anything you receive without enriching is stolen. Beautifully Bhagavad Gita says, if you don't do yajnas and give it back to the divine energies, you are thief. Listen, Bhagavad Gita says, get the quotation. Bhagavad Gita very beautifully says, if you don't do yajnas and give it back to those divine energies, listen, Bhagavan does not mean just pouring some offerings into fire. He means doing proper actions. For example, if you are cutting a tree, you have to plant at least 5 trees. If you are taking water from the river, you should make sure the recycled water is purified and added to the river. Constantly enriching the source and keeping it alive for the next generation is yajna. Do not touch anything which is which you can't replace it. Like one time exhausted things. No. what we call non-replenishable sources. Don't use non-renewable energy sources. Use only renewable energy sources that is part of enriching. Yajna. Gita is very clear. Krishna is very clear. Listen. If you are not enriching and taking and enjoying, you are a thief. Asteya, one of the important vows of sannyas, can be maintained only by enriching. Only when you continuously enrich others, non-stealing is maintained. Listen. Enriching is where life happens to you. I can say, enriching means infusing all the three tattvas into satyas. Dhyan se suniye. Aapyayanam ki sthiti wo hai jo बाकी के तीन तत्वों को लगातार आपके जीवन को और अन्य लोगों के जीवन को उत्तेजित करती है. I have a quotation here from Gita, 3rd chapter, 12th verse. Ishtan bohon hi. Ishtan bohan hi bo deva dasyante yajna bhavitaha tairdattan apradaya yebhyah yo bhunkte stena eva saha. Satisfied with the selfless service, the celestial beings certainly award you the desired necessities of life. He who enjoys the things given by them without offering to the celestial beings is certainly a thief. Stena eva saha. Listen. Life happens to us with others. I tell you, how many of you listen with integrity and authenticity? I ask all my sannyasis, how many of you think, even if you are alone in the forest, you will be able to maintain the standard of your sannyas life without the help of other sannyasis or the sangha of sadhus? No, I tell you, try. Try. I have seen hundreds of sadhus, I tell you. As the spiritual head of one of the oldest sannyas sampradaya and member of the apex body of Hinduism, I tell you, for a common seeker, it is impossible. I have seen these young seekers guided by the wrong ideas that they can do it on their own, go and sit some hut, some corner, forest or hill, they will come down to the nearby village just for food. In 2 years, marrying some old widow. Are when you don't see anybody, you will just fall for anybody you see, any body you see. Whether it is sannyas or sansar, the joys of spirituality or joys of the world, joys of authenticity or joys of inauthenticity, everything happens with company, with sangha. Understand, whether it is satsanga or dussanga, but you need a sangha. Life happens to you in sangha. If life can happen to you without sangha, why will you be here? It cannot. It cannot. Being one of the spiritual head of the Naga Sampradaya, I tell you, even to become a Naga, initially, till you are established, sangha is required. Life happens to you with others. Whether it's basic food or the ultimate luxury, everything happens to you with others. If you don't enrich others, it is stealing. Life does not happen to you. I tell you, decide to enrich everyone you see with these tattvas. In just few months, you will see you are surrounded by gods and you are living in heaven. Go on enriching people with these tattvas. Sangha mein hi aapki jeevan vastav mein jeevan hota hai. Jeevan केवल अन्य लोगों के साथ ही जीवन कहलाता है. इवन इफ यू आर इन द रिमोट फॉरेस्ट ओनली विथ गंगा ऑन द हिल योर लाइफ हैपन्स. इवन इफ यू आर अ नागा इन द फॉरेस्ट, life happens to you with Ganga and hill, river, forest. Listen. With whatever life happens to you, you start enriching it. You start protecting it. That is why Hindus are so devoted to Ganga and Yamuna and Himalayas, because life happened to them with that Himalayas, Ganga and Yamuna. That is why they are so sincere keeping them alive and enriching them. If life happens to you with river and you enrich it, you are called Tirtha. If life happens to you with a hill and you enrich it, you are called Giri. If life happens to you with people and you enrich it, you are called Puri. If life happens to you with forest and you enrich them, you are called Aranya. That is the way Shankara created 10 sampradayas of Nagas. Giri, Puri, తీర్థ ఆరణ్య ఇంద్ర సరస్వతి. ఇఫ్ లైఫ్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు యూ బై కింగ్స్ అండ్ యూ ఎన్రిచ్ దెమ్, యు ఆర్ ఇంద్ర. ఇఫ్ లైఫ్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు యూ బై ద పండిట్స్, ద ఎడ్యుకేటర్స్ అండ్ యూ ఎన్రిచ్ దెమ్, యు ఆర్ కాల్డ్ సరస్వతి. Enriching life is life. What you enrich enriches you. What you enrich enriches you. Listen. Enriching is the way you relate with the expressed component of God, expressed part of God. Listen, ध्यान से सुनिए. Integrity, authenticity is the way you relate with unexpressed, avyakta part of God. Responsibility and enriching is the way you relate with vyakta, expressed part of God. Listen. Integrity and authenticity is the way, right way, you relate with unexpressed part of God. Responsibility and enriching is the right way to relate with expressed part of God, the world. Enriching. If you do not enrich, you actively create selfish pattern. Be very clear. Either you give or you swindle. There is no middle. How many of you are able to cognize this? Relax.
You've been listening to the Nithyananda podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for more life solutions on the go. If you have any questions or comments, please write us at radio@nithyananda.org. If you're interested in the Ultimate Kundalini Awakening Meditation Retreat, please log on to www.innerawakening.org or call 1-800-265-3386. Nityanandam.